continuing with Mr. Steele. We are at the end, quote, we are at the end of centuries of what Lionel Tiger calls, and I don't know who that is, the manufacture of evil, in which evil. We're going to be looking at that whole issue of evil today. That's the word used. That's the word applied to Hitler. But I would suggest that we talk about a soul dominated by hate and then ask where that hate comes from. Because evil don't get us nowhere because it sounds innate. That's why they use it. Continuing, in which merchant banks led by the City of London have conspired with captive governments to concentrate wealth and commoditize everything, including humans. What revolution means, according to Mr. Steele, in practical terms, is that balance has been lost. Well, yeah, that's been lost for millennia. And that the status quo ante is unsustainable. There are two stops, he says, on greed to the nth degree. Is he talking about greed for power? I don't think so. The first is the carrying capacity of Earth. And the second is human sensibility. And my interjection, if he were talking about greed for power, then he would have to talk about how that human sensibility gets manufactured in the hearts of quote unquote citizens. And then we're into the internalization of the state. Continuing, we are now at the point where both stops are activating, unquote. And so then, Mr. Ahmed says, it's not just in the United States. Quote from Mr. Steele, the preconditions of revolution exist in the UK and most Western countries. The number of active preconditions is quite stunning, from elite isolation to concentrated wealth to inadequate socialization. And my interjection, what do you suppose he means by that? Too many of us without sufficient internalized discipline? Continuing. And education, inadequate education, he says, to concentrated land holdings, to loss of authority, to repression. And I have to interject again. Definitions is coming up for me big time. And until we are clear on what people mean with the words they use, we don't know whether they are representing the state or representing for us. Because if education is inadequate from the perspective of the state, that means we are inadequately trained in obedience. And so if he's not talking about that, I have to say, I mean, it's pretty clear to me that his game is acting on behalf of the state. I mean, he's pretty straightforward that he does not believe the state should be dismantled. He's arguing for a more, what's the right word? Evolved intelligence system? And we'll talk about that in a second. To concentrated land holdings, loss of authority, repression of new technologies, especially in relation to energy, to the atrophy of the public sector and spread of corruption, to media dishonesty, to mass unemployment of young men, and on and on and on. Unquote. So he's explaining why the state is worried. It tracks these factors that he says, and I trust him as an ex-CIA agent, that these are in fact the factors that the state is tracking to see if it's losing control of us. And they are, and I believe him, and I know it's true. The state is worried about that. I think we'll see if we delve more deeply that his solution, quote unquote, is vastly disproportionate to the problem. He proposes to reverse 10,000 years of hierarchy and rank. That's my agenda, not his. With a facelift for the intelligence services, using us, our billions of brains, that favorite phrase from the folks at MIT that he adopts as well. using us to do it. This is but a makeover of that ongoing effort. A second attempt, or a fifth, or a sixth, to foist a digital Athens on us, only open and transparent, which means we volunteer to sign up so we can feel good about it, about helping our parent. But what about the state? But what about our brothers and sisters stuck in less prosperous lands under much meaner daddies? Not so fast, I'm sure he'd counsel. First, let's get past this current overly active generation. So we can see here with this example why it's so important that we not think of the state as something out there. This is what Alice Miller is trying to show us. Otherwise, power will be able to mobilize that unseen state that's in every citizen. That's why they're afraid of Alice Miller, because inevitably she prompts that discussion. It's us. Us. The state is us. And so as we get together and talk about that and dismantle that in us, they can't yank our chains and con us anymore. We could see through that. Well, you know, we have been thousands of years in harness. It's time. Time to put us first. And all the other favorite foci of folks who feel me, they want healthy oceans too. Fold into this, please. Into freedom for all humanity. Let's all stand together, please. Otherwise, we'll be divided yet again between those who are quote unquote fixing the problems, otherwise known as the intelligentsia, i.e. partners with the state, and the rest, designated the objects of management, the targeted outsiders subjects of the state.